Presenting country music, Arizona style, with talent and determination, a world's champion flagpole setter, here's Lonesome Long John Roller.
You know, with the exception of Nashville, Tennessee, in the past few years, Arizona has produced more of America's top recording stars than any other state. Stars like Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, and so many others. Presented here and now for your approval are what we truly believe will be some of the greatest stars of tomorrow. And now introducing one of the brightest stars in Arizona, here's Waylon Jennings to sing a song for a souvenir titled Rave On.
Now that was an actual soundtrack from
his old Buddy Holly record.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Waylon, all right.
Oh, yeah. That was recorded in 1964 at Audio Recorders.
Wow.
Same studio that you did your demo in.
Wow. We've got Mr. Harper here that just walked in for the Outdoor Living segment. John, get ready to answer the phone because the first caller at 1-888-767-4348 will win a signed copy of the Phoenix Sound. And John Jam, I ask you just pick the lineup, get their name, and we will have the author, Mr. Jim West, who's here in studio with us this morning, personalize and sign a copy of the book to the winner. That's first caller to 1-888-767-4348 wins a signed copy of the book we're talking about this past hour, The Phoenix Sound. Let's hear Waylon. I've been to a Waylon concert. I've never met Waylon. But hanging out at Handlebar J's.
Oh, yeah.
I've met his son, Shooter.
More than
a couple times.
Yeah,
he likes Handlebar J's.
And, of course, Jesse Coulter is still living up in Cave Creek. She's his widow. And Waylon recorded this song, Rave On, in 64 when he was the house band at JD's Nightclub in Tempe.
The house band.
Yeah,
at JD's.
He was commanding the upstairs country part of the double level show there, and he had a big following back then.
Oh,
this is before he went on to become a big star with RCA Records.
Well, I'm going to ask you a favor.
Yes, sir.
The phones exploded. They exploded. So you're going to give away one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to buy four more copies.
Okay.
And we're going to give away five copies. That's how all the lines are loaded. And I'll need the name of all five people.
Grab their phone numbers as well.
Yeah, phone numbers and names. I mean, the phones exploded.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you.
Everybody out there is kind of bopping their head. Hey, Mike, can you bring Linda Louie back in? Can you find that one?
You like that song, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's Ray Sharp, Linda Lou.
Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou. Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou.
All right.
You know what I'm afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
Rosie likes to memorize the first line of many songs.
Does he really? Okay.
So I'm going to, real name. It's going to be part of our mantra at the house, I think.
There you go.
Oh, that's great. All right, the past hour we've been talking about the book, The Phoenix Sound, A History of Twang and Rockabilly Music in Arizona by author Mr. Jim West. Jim, I can't thank you enough for getting up Saturday morning and joining us.
Hey,
we had,
my
this
pleasure.
Was a good time.
I enjoyed this immensely. I love talking about this. I appreciate the invitation to come down and talk about this. Kind of a passion of mine. Again, I'm not a musician. Can't sing my way out of a paper bag, but I love the music. You know,
and the and book's the available at
the
Amazon.
Book's available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and soon it'll be on my website, thephoenixsound.com. Thephoenixsound.com.
Right. Jim, thanks a bunch. We really appreciate you
Thank
coming
you.
In. All right,
that's a way to start your hour with a your
like
morning
it.
With a smile,
that,
huh?
That'll get
you toe tapping.
And the other way would be to win a Sanderson Ford staycation.
Yeah, remember, it's the beginning of the month. It's your chance to sign up again at rosieonthehouse.com, Travel AZ. You can put in your name, and we draw a name once a month, and we put together a staycation somewhere in Arizona. And I think, you know, you could even stay in in town. We got all kinds of good things to do. As a matter of fact, Scottsdale Scottsdale Museum of the West is giving away free tickets.
The whole month of August, they are giving free admission to anyone, any Rosie on the House listener that walks in and shows a picture of their home improvement project. It gets you in free. Scottsdale Museum of the West, that's at on Marshall Way, just right there where it intersects with Goldwater Drive.
So you can pick up your Sanderson Ford off their demo lot and stay in town, or you can go anywhere in Arizona. We've had a couple go out just this last couple weeks. One went to Lake Havasu, and it was a couple, and the husband had been before and didn't believe him when he told her that the London Bridge was there. She said, "Nah, not really." But so she was very impressed with the whole trip. They had a great time. And then just this last weekend, had a graduate go to Holiday Inn Express in Williams.
To hike Sycamore Canyon, didn't they? That was their goal.
Is that their big goal?
Yeah.
So, you know,
went up and saw the canyon, the Grand Canyon, and then hiked Sycamore Canyon and hung out in Williams. And Williams is a fun place to hang out.
It is.
Main Street, old Highway 66.
Yeah,
Route
lots
66.
Of cool places to eat and look around. And then also close by, if you stay at the Holiday Inn Express, there's all kinds of places you could jumpstart. You could do a river rafting tour of the canyon.
Absolutely.
Or a flyby on the helicopter. There's just all kinds of good things you can access to the south rim of the Grand Canyon right from there.
That is the Sanderson Ford Staycation. You can only register for it one place. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner every month. You get to pick whatever car Sanderson Ford has in the demo lot. They had me in a F-150 Platinum while I was waiting for another car to come in. And
that's a pretty sweet car.
Oh, man. The car shakes and talks to you when you're going outside your lines or not paying attention or someone's crowding you. Then I got into a truck that has a rear view mirror on it, a rear view camera, but doesn't have the beeper on it. And I kept thinking, well, if I get too close, it'll beep. It never beeped. So get to rosieonthehouse.com and register for your Arizona staycation.